Yo, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, though? You already know what you tuned into, but it's the Ball Hawk Show. Here we go. Nice little ride along. I just realized something. I ain't been uploading these to the podcast platforms. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? I give them a special, like, 4 uploads in one day. You know, for all my people who drive trucks. Shout out to the truck drivers out there. You did? But what's going on with y'all, man? It's getting hot out here. It definitely is getting hot out here. BCBA will be on this Sunday. So I hope y'all took advantage of that extra week and you not nice and trashy this Sunday, because I got plenty of ammunition if you nice and trashy. And I ain't playing and I don't care. So you can't say you better than me. You can't say none of that, because I ain't playing. I can say what I want. And I got the mic. You know what I'm saying? I got a pimple right there. I got a little hair bump right there. You got to shave when I get home, Mike. But yeah, man, so check this out. You see the title. Talk about this for a little while. Did not talk about the NBA playoffs from yesterday and what to expect today. Salute to the sponsors, of course, Able Insurance, Johns & Company, and Pearl, Manscaped. You already know how we do. Hey, Jason Whitlock. If y'all ain't been paying attention to my Facebook page, then back out of this video and go look at the YouTube video I shared of Jason Whitlock firing shots. I'm talking about RPG. He coming at Stephen A. Smith. Oh, he couldn't wait. He was waiting for somebody to go at Stephen A. Smith that's rapid fire so he could jump in on the fun. Man, Jason Whitlock said, and hear me and hear me well, because I don't know if I can repeat all this stuff more than once. That's how ill it was and what he was saying. That man said, Stephen A. Smith basically got ghostwriters for him. He can't write. He was an affirmative action hire. Matter of fact, man, y'all announce yourself, because I ain't repeating myself. I'm going to let y'all, y'all lurking. Say hello when you come in here, okay? Because I know as soon as I get through talking about this, 12 people going to say, what we talking about, dog? Would you just say, repeat yourself? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, let me keep going. I can't get sidetracked. I gotta keep going. All right. I don't want people saying I took too long to get to the point that don't know me and they be letting me have it. And my feelings don't get hurt, but I like to pay attention to what they say. Anyway, so he said that Stephen A. Smith is a fraud. He trash. He got ghostwriters. The bosses always just overlooked his putrid writing skills. He was cursing them to the heavens. Basically, Stephen A. Smith is a manufactured troll that ain't never been good at anything but being a loudmouth. That's it. So all his journalistic credit, nah. Basically, he's saying Stephen A. Smith is Milli Vanilli. He lip syncing right now. That ain't really his voice. Those ain't really his words. And I'm like, damn, Jason Whitlock, because we used to think that about you. Not the somebody, right? Like, first of all, I ain't going to say no man got a ghostwriter. God, no, that's the ultimate disrespect right there, bro. Jason Whitlock, you really. I mean, I ain't surprised, but damn, even an affirmative action hire? That ain't funny, but it's funny. Stephen A. Smith is an affirmative action hire. Damn. I can't wait to see what Stephen A. Because look, Stephen A., you went at Kwame Brown. What you gonna say to Jason? Matter of fact, nah, I shouldn't even do it. I can't be feeding into this negativity, man. We supposed to be brothers. Stephen A., man, talk to that man behind closed doors, man. Jason Whitlock, he on YouTube. with the politicking show. And he just be talking cash money junk. You know, like, that's what Jason Whitlock. He always, you know, Jason Whitlock's smart. He know how to attack the hot folks. You know what I'm saying? Whoever's in the media the most, that's who he gonna attack. He did the same thing to Kobe. And then when Kobe transformed his life and was a writer, all of a sudden he crying and he apologetic for what he did to Kobe. Come on, Jason Whitlock. We don't believe you. You need more people. But, I mean, it was something to listen to. It was something to watch. It's something for me to talk about. That ain't my style. But, hey, man, do you, Jason. Mr. Whitlock. Stephen A. Smith? I doubt it if Stephen A. say something to him. Because somebody else came at Stephen A. before. I mean, Jason Whitlock, I don't think people usually respond to Jason Whitlock. They usually just let him be. They say he's a waste of time, but oh, I know who would side with Jason Whitlock too. I'm gonna invite Czar. I know Czar will side with Jason Whitlock. Watch what I tell you when he get in here. If you think I'm lying, and he prove you wrong, cash at me right now, $1. You know what I'm saying? Cause I bet you Czar is gonna agree with Whitlock. I'm dead ass. I ain't lying to you, bruh. Watch. Watch, Rudy. Watch. You know what I'm saying? Yo, they just letting y'all talk now. Man. Hey, yo, Facebook, fix my lives. That's why I've been going to Instagram. I know they all of a sudden now all the dead gon' comments pop up. This whole time I've been talking blind. Like I was at home in the studio talking and doing a recorded. Now all of a sudden when I get to the stop, like everybody they gonna join that blah 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 blah. Like you playing Pac-Man. Hey yo, everybody tag Czar. He know I'm live. He get a little jangle. He get alerts. You know what I'm saying? He like the Grinch who stole Christmas when I come on live. We know he be paying attention. But yeah, man. Until Czar get in here. Let's talk some NBA playoffs, because I didn't talk to my Facebook fam this morning. I was doing a paid promotion for Johns & Company. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take advantage of that on Instagram, make sure I'm looking out for my peeps. So that's what, you know, joining the Instagram in the morning, because I'm going to start doing that. You know what I mean? What Kevin said, I'm in the light. I normally don't listen to Whitlock, but what he said has some validity. He can't agree with Whit when he's been back and Stephen A. Smith. Exactly. What do y'all feel like, Kevin, what do you feel like Whitlock had that was validity? Do you feel like Stephen A. was a, now we do know that Stephen A. is a loudmouth. He was right about that. Stephen A. loudmouth. But y'all think he got ghostwriters or he's not really a good writer and they just overlooked that he couldn't write? And do you feel like he was an affirmative? That affirmative action high is strong. That causes for somebody to text you right there. Like, if I'm Stephen A. Smith, I got to call you. Like, hold, Playboy. Come on now. You was the token African-American that went at African-Americans. Now you're going to say I'm the token African-American to be amongst the white people. I mean, basically, you saying we the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, woo, that's a strong statement that Whitlock made against Stephen A. Like, that's some, it's some things, man. That's like spitting in the man's face. Ain't no coming back from that. Like, he really had that on in his soul. On his spirit for a couple years to say that. I'm like, good God. Yo, where's Czar at, man? I ain't never seen that man duck wreck like this. Because I think he... Hey, Brandon, he saw what you wrote, bro. Like you said, he can't agree with Whitlock on anything because he's been backing Stephen A. Smith to the high heavens. Now he got to pick one of the two dudes he loved to back. Whitlock and Stephen A. Smith. He love both of them. Anytime they come on, he backing them. He love them. I'm gonna see if I can bite him one more time. I think the most uninformed statement is accurate. Which one? So you agree that Stephen A. is an affirmative action hire? Is that what you're saying, Kevin? Sorry, I can't look down too much. But if we get to a stoplight, I can read through more comments. But yeah, let's talk about some NBA games, and we'll come back to this. Hopefully, if Czar show up, he might be trying to buy a new outfit, because that damn Zamunda outfit he got on as his profile picture is trashy. It's nice and trashy. Oh my God. Hey yo, I hope that's a parody picture. If he really thought he was cool in that photo, bro, I'm gonna be your friend and tell you the truth, man. Yo, change your profile pictures, all. Like, don't do that, man. Unless it's like you trying to have fun and be real Al, real what's his name? Weird Al Yankovic, whatever his name is. Because if you're really serious about that profile picture and that crown, then you got another thing coming. I'm going to tell you. So, the playoffs, LeBron James down 3-2. This is nothing new. He's been down 3-2 before. AD's hurt. Dennis Schroeder didn't score a single point in 26 minutes as a starter. He had basically, so you had two starters for the Lakers not score a point. KCP, who came back from the quad injury, and Schroeder did not score a single point. You got two starters that don't score a single point. What the hell is going on? They guards, too. Like, usually you see a big man not score a single point, right? But you got two guards, two of them, that start. That did not score for the Lakers. Say what you want about LeBron leaving the court early. Say what you want about his temper tantrum. But God damn it, I would leave the club early too. Because my two sidekicks messing up all the yams we was going to get. You know what I'm saying? Kevin said no, that he is the most uninformed because when it comes to other sports, he is wrong often and almost never. Oh, yeah. Stephen A., yeah. He's a barbershop guy when it comes to sports, not named basketball. I absolutely agree with that. I always said he should shut the hell up forever when it comes about talking football. Like, really, like, shut the hell up forever. Forever, Stephen A. Smith, respectfully. You don't need to talk a lick of football, period. I don't know why you feel like you could talk football. Respectfully. You know what I'm saying? If you want to joke Kwame Brown for not being able to play a lick of basketball and call it a fact, then your ass can't speak a lick of football, and that's a damn fact. Mama's cooking. That's for you, Kwame. I got him back. Stephen A. Smith should never, ever, 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 talk football in his life again. This fool would sit up here and say the wrong player's name. Matter of factly, like they supposed to be good or doing something. Stephen A. Smith. Hear me, King. Don't you ever talk football in your mother loving life again. End scene. Yo, if you want to get over, get over. You got the right of way. Okay, now back to the Lakers. CP3 shoulder, I think he hurt a little bit last night. People say he was acting. He needs to go ahead and act. Yo, y'all got to realize, man, CP3 is the president of... Oh, there you go. Now we got him in the hot seat, ladies and gentlemen. His two favorite TV personalities are going at war, and who he gonna cape behind is what we want to know.
First of all, who the hell are you to tell me they're my two favorites?
The proof is in the pudding.
No. Let's set the bar right now. I don't like Jason Whitlock. You said I'm like Jason Whitlock. That's your opinion. Let's get that.
That's a no. That's a fact. That's you saying. That's a fact. That's a fact.
No. That's you to say.
You love him.
Let's debunk that myth right now.
What?
Okay. Now, I'm here to stand on my own too. All right. So, I saw the interview.
Everybody put a cap in the chat if he lying.
I saw the interview. Man, look, Jason Whitlock need to chill out. This is a rare instance where we saw Jason Whitlock. But when you count another man's figures, that's
whoa,
not good.
You count numbers, bro. He doing what?
He counting numbers, bro.
What you mean count numbers?
You counting like you counting numbers like how much the man get paid?
What? Put a cap in the chat because we got you today, player.
No, you don't. These are two reporters.
Whoa.
If you try to refer me to the Kwame Brown, I'm not a basketball player. Oh. Okay, I count Kwame Brown. I'm the number one draft pick. Now, if my name was Michael Olajuwon and I said, this is about Kwame Brown, then you could open your mouth. I knew what you was going at. Nah, fam.
You can't have no caveat.
You put that cap right on the top of that.
No, sir. No, you already know you put your foot in your mouth there,
No. I can count Kwame's numbers because I ain't no basketball player. No number one pick. Okay, but for Jason Whitlock to come out and
he's not in that profession no more.
Man, but someone give him a call, someone here and give him the money. Be in the profession.
So by your logic, it's okay for him to do it.
Hey, if you want to count the numbers, count the numbers. But here's what everybody's missing. Now, Whitlock did say something about people writing for Stephen A.
Oh.
Who doesn't have writers? Oh. It's like Lil Wayne had Gully the Kid as a ghostwriter.
Gilly, it's called, his name is Gilly.
Gilly or Gully, whatever. Gully the Kid was Lil Wayne's ghostwriter.
Whoa, when was this?
I have a ghostwriter. Sometimes I get
a ghostwriter
and I run with it.
Who had Lil Wayne had a ghostwriter?
Yes, Gully the Kid was Lil Wayne's ghostwriter.
You're lying.
You think Lil Wayne's funny ass can rap like that? Hell
he
no.
Can't even read.
Bro, if you Google Gully the Kid, Lil Wayne's ghostwriter, that's going to go all over the place, bro. Where was you? You a hip hop head. Where was you at 10 years ago when this shit was on fire? You didn't know that? I'm gonna need you to get back to the streets.
I'm gonna need you to set the hell up with
that. I'm gonna need you to get back to the streets, son.
Are you serious?
You didn't
right
know
now?
Gilly the Kid was the ghostwriter?
You didn't even know how to say Gilly's name. You was calling him Gully.
Gully, whatever. Gilly, Gully, Mully, they all from Philly and
man, okay, you must say that this malarkey. This malarkey.
I'm just asking you to do some search, some fact searching.
Some before searching?
You these, yes, these N-bombs that you're trying to drop.
What does AOL dial up?
Hey, I'm just letting you know, bro.
Let me know.
But who doesn't have help with their success? Huh?
No, who doesn't we're talking have about ghostwriters. He said that Stephen A. can't write, that people just look the other way.
Yeah, the white people, he said the white people.
That they were writing for him.
Yeah, it's a ghostwriter. In the hood, that's a ghostwriter, man.
But, so he's Drake. He Whitney Houston.
Man, I'm just saying, he got a ghostwriter. There's nothing wrong with that. But Stephen A. Smith has accomplished what he set out to do, is grab our attention and hate him. People, you either love Stephen A. Smith or you hate him. He is here to stay, bro.
Yo, it's amazing. It's amazing.
For years to come, man.
You're amazing. The caveats you give guys.
I knew in the ninth grade I was amazing.
You're amazing.
I knew that.
Man. This is
what's new.
All you gotta do is just sit back and let you talk day in and day out, and you will actually serve yourself set the hell of juice from what you said the previous day based off what you say.
Look,
the current
with me,
day.
When me and you talk, when we verbally combat, there is no shut the hell up juice because I poured it out on the way to the ship. Okay, there is no shut the hell up.
Hey yo,
okay?
don't
you can serve Everyone else, shut the hell up, Juice. When it comes to me, dog, that shit go out the window.
I don't know whether the Ric Flair you right now and let you know that I done spent more money on spill licking that I did tonight than you made in a year, or I don't know if I need to go Booger T talking to Hulk Hogan when he dropped the N-bomb during that interview. You might want to slow
down, bro. Don't do that, man.
You might want to slow down.
I warned you. You can't be dropping the N-word every time you want to, man.
Facebook is sensitive. When I said trying to censor the N-word is when Facebook got mad. Anytime I said it, they never popped me. So I should have just said it.
Hey, so look,
listening to you got me popped.
You were slow at your speech when you said it.
In other words, you might have snitched on me, dog. You got to watch you.
Oh, hey.
You look, Jake Reed out here.
I will snitch on you to save a life. Yes.
Jake Reed?
I will snitch on you to save a life. Throw the camera, Jim Jones, knock me out the window. I will snitch on you. I'm 40 plus. We snitch. I'm 40 plus and I grill now. I will snitch on you. If you do not look like you belong in my neighborhood, I will snitch on you. Okay? I will snitch on you. You go knocking on the doors, I will snitch on you. You walking through my grass?
Can you please not
walk through my grass? You go through a bad area, bro. You froze up.
Nah, my phone don't like snitch. My phone connection don't like snitches.
Nah, buddy. Look. I'm almost 50 years old. If you cause some trouble, I will snitch on you, officer. Right there.
That's actually being a citizen. Snitching is. Yes. I report Facebook because you don't like me saying the N-word.
What, Anton Johnson?
It's Twan, man. Can you read?
Anton? I can't see. Antonio Johnson? Not we, Antoine. Just you. Antoine, whatever. It don't matter to me. See, he the one of the ones right there talking about not we, you. But you the one grilling out with the dope boys. Someone gets shot. You don't know nothing. You don't, windows get shot up, you don't know a goddamn thing, Mr. Officer. Even though it was your nephew to stop the damn face up.
How you do it?
Officer, I don't know damn
thing. How you do it?
What?
How you call the officer again?
What? Mr. Officer. Mr. Officer. Man, Mr. Officer, look.
Yo.
Him right there. Get him up out of here. We don't need him. Sometimes you gotta tell, man.
Hey, your code switch was awesome right there, Mr. Officer.
That's right.
Let me tell you something.
Game of life. Sometimes you gotta play the game. See, when you with your boys in the hood, you're playing pool spades, you can talk all of that. True. Just like I'm saying, just like Stephen A. Smith. When you get in front of the TV, sometimes you gotta get yes, sir. You gotta do it like that. You know, that's all you got to do. You got to switch it up. You got to know when to switch it up. And Mr. Antoine Johnson, you probably don't know that, brother. You probably going to a meeting that you meet. You rolling dice with the boys. You can't do that. You may get away with it one time, but you can't do that for life, brother. Okay? So, like I said, let's go back to this ghostwriter thing. Everyone that is successful has a little help, including you. I'm sure people have handed you. Now, I'm not saying writing for you will tell you what to say, but it's almost like people have given me material to run with. Hey, man, check this out.
You mean like that? Show you an article or something?
Material saying, hey, check this out that you missed.
Yeah,
that's help.
They say talk about this, talk about that. Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, you know that's all it is, bro. And Jason Whitlock riding the coattails of Stephen A. Smith. Come on, fam. Nah, buddy. Let's appreciate Stephen A. Smith for what he is. He's an attention grabber. He's a shock jock.
Like you.
Yeah, just like me, but I don't get paid that much. All right? I could be the chubby Stephen A. Smith truck. Oh, I could be.
Yeah, neither one of y'all know nothing about football, so you're right.
Oh, I know a lot about football, bro. I know a lot about football. Okay, I don't break it down analytically like you because you talking about if you got cover two and cover three, You got to throw the quarterback. That's you. You the guy. You the black John Madden. You the circle. Pow. Whack. Oh, Faye. You the John. You the black John Madden. I'm just a color commentator. I tell you if the guy sucks or not. His arm is made of noodles.
Pause.
That's what I do. What? You got your haircut, bro?
You said sucks. Pause. Nah.
Your haircut?
No, man. No, why you always in mind that I got good hair and you don't?
Nah, man, you got the, boy, you got the coca lean. Ooh, the hell. You see my hair? I ain't got no hair.
You ain't got
okay?
That, dog.
Nah, I ain't got no hair. I ain't got no hair, man. But look, when it comes down to it, man, all jokes aside, Jason Whitlock surprised me coming out like that. But Jason Whitlock, his car to the cookout's been took. His car been revoked.
So he been at your house?
Been revoked. Huh?
So he been at your house?
No, no.
Because both of y'all can't go to the cookout.
Card. I got plenty of cards. I can go to the cookout.
Whose cookout?
Anybody's cookout. I can go to the east side of Jacksonville. I can go anybody's cookout. I can go to Rip Rap, bro. I can go anywhere.
Oh, yo, listen.
I can go to Newport News.
I don't mean to cut you off, but this is fun. Brandon has a question for you. He says, Stephen A. Smith, Jason Whitlock, and Deshaun Watson's accuracy. You got to F one, marry one, and kill one. Go. Hey, yo, Brandon, you are a genius.
Brandon is not a damn genius.
Yes, he is. Okay? That's my guy.
I like the way he worded the question. I like it almost went over my head.
Sports with DJ.
I mean, bro, I mean, I'm going to leave that alone, man. Whoa. Look, like Stephen A said to Kwame Brown, I can't touch that.
You can't.
I'm
going to
let Brandon, I'm going to let that brother Brandon be great.
Hold on, Floyd Mayweather. You're just not going to deflect the question and move on. Go.
What? Brandon, go. Okay. Wait a minute. Watch the accuracy.
Can you not comprehend what the hell he just said?
I know what he said, bro.
Do I need to read it aloud?
I know why.
It's okay. If it's in your IEP, you need me to read it aloud, I'll read it aloud. Now look.
No, bro, I get it, man. But I have a couple of contracts in the works. I'm actually communicating with Stephen A. Smith on a DM level. And that's not good right now, bro. Because I mean,
marry him. Because you're respecting him. And then you can say,
look.
You're gonna kill Deshaun. And then you're going to F with Jason Whitlock.
I'm not going to address that, man, because, like I said.
I just did. You didn't have to.
I know, but see.
Blink your eyes.
Let me tell you something. Let me say something real quick on a larger scale. Now, I want to say you were right, Ahmad. Me going.
What happened? Is that me?
And someone pulled his feed 10 years from now. You feel me? So I have to watch what I say. I got to respect everybody, man. So Deshaun Watson, let's.
Yo, see, that's yours. That's not mine, bro. That's yours. One spot.
Huh?
That's not mine. I'm sitting in one spot.
Man, don't you hit when the kid.
Wi-Fi, because I'm.
Hey, you got that. You got that. You look. You outside of Walmart.
In front of the house.
You got that Walmart Wi-Fi. You know if you.
Oh, I'm outside the house.
Face is over. It's gonna be bad luck.
All right, I'm gonna invite him back because I don't know if it was my feed or his. And if it's mine, y'all let me know. But I did just switch to my Wi-Fi. Maybe that messed him up. Apologies if it did. Hey, yo, Czar, if you in here, bro. It might be mine, man, since I did the damn Wi-Fi, I bet you. Let me cut this Wi-Fi off. Yeah, I'm cutting it. I don't know what it is. See, every time, anyway. What I was saying about the Lakers, and we only going to make this about 7 more minutes longer, bro. I think the Lakers going to win at the Staples Center. I actually think the Lakers going to win the series. Then AD going to get healthy, and they going to run the tables. Or it might not happen like that. I do want to say, man, 76ers, Embiid got a small tear in his meniscus. I can see the Wizards winning tonight. And then I can see the 76ers winning after that. Everybody got the Eastern Conference matchup they wanted, but they probably wanted to see it in the Eastern Conference Finals. But you got Brooklyn versus Milwaukee. That's going to be a dope series. Milwaukee's been a juggernaut that ran through the non-bubble Miami Heat, which was a difference. Tyler Hero and them boys were still back at the bubble, shooting music videos and stuff, respectfully. But that's going to be a dope series. And then I think the Knicks will win at home, and then Atlanta will wrap that series up in Atlanta. Even though it would be dope to see the Knicks play the 76ers. But then again, the Hawks got my man DeAndre Hunter, wahoo wahoo in that squad. So I want to see Atlanta move on to the next round. Atlanta will mess around and beat the 76ers if Embiid not playing. Tell you that. That'd be crazy. I think Utah's going to close the show tonight versus Memphis. Will the Clippers continue to roll? It'll be funny if the Clippers win these next two games, meaning they won four straight after everybody was clipping at them and talking bad about them. So the playoffs, man, in totality, been very entertaining. Dame Lillard last night was bananas. I know he won a lot of people money on FanDuel when he hit that last three to send it into overtime. Shout out to Dame Lillard, 12 three-point shots made. Just absolutely ridiculous, man. Yeah, bro, it ain't too much you can say. Dame Lillard is a damn dog. He can hoop. And that's it, man. That's all I want to talk about. I just wanted to see what Czar had to say about Whitlock and Stephen A. Smith, because he loved both of them. So it put him in a bit of a pickle. You know what I'm saying? My man said, poor Dame. Yeah. But hey, man, Dame is a phenomenal player. Phenomenal player. He just get caught up in those matchups that he just can't overcome as far as team-wise, you know? Usually, if he's ousted early in the playoffs one season, he goes deep the next season. So that trend is still alive. Like, they could still win back in Portland, and then they could possibly still win in Denver. But he's a hell of a player, bro. Like, I hope people don't start hanging that over his head that he never won a ring. Real recognized, real. That kid, that dude can hoop, man. He can hoop. You feel me? He can hoop. Oh, salute to Draymond Green, man. I think Draymond Green been doing a good job on TNT, man. His next career after basketball is gonna transition well. I think he do a good job on TV, man. So salute to Draymond Green being the analyst. I think he do a good job. Did Kendrick Perkins say something crazy the other day that I didn't talk about? Kendrick Perkins, your beard and how you keep it moisturized, phenomenal, bro. I'm comfortable with myself. I could compliment you on your beard. Like, your beard looks good, man. Like, you keep it moisturized and stuff. I got shut the hell up juice buttons, yo. They sent me some demos. Look at these shut the hell up juice buttons. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Yeah. Got the little clear so it won't get scuffed up. We take it off, it shines. You know what I'm saying? Salute the sticker mule. Salute the sticker mule for these, man. You know what I'm saying? They gave me stickers too. Same size, stickers like that. I think I'm gonna give me some big magnets and stuff like that so I can add it onto my merchandise when you buy a shirt. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's what Kendrick Perkins said. Yeah, Kendrick Perkins, you know, as a former player for the Boston Celtics and win the championship for the Boston Celtics. I understand that he felt like Kyrie was disrespectful. But at the end of the day, that logo is stepped on all the time. People even spit on that logo to make sure their shoes are gripped on. So You know, people just pick and choose when they mad about something. It was very subtle. If you're a player, yeah, you're going to feel like that. You know, it is what it is. But you know, it's tough, like, for a dude like KG to say something disrespectful when he made a living off of being disrespectful. Eric, what's good with you? So for KG, like, I get it, too. You know, KG's a former Celtic. KG's a guy that's very honest, so I respect that about him. But respectfully, KG, you told Tim Duncan Happy Mother's Day and his mother was dead. That's more disrespectful than stepping on a logo. It's a damn logo on the floor. What you did to Tim Duncan, if I could curse right now, if I wanted to curse, but I'm not going to curse, that's some B.I. stuff right there. Like, for real, bro. That's something never extend your hand out to me because I ain't talking to you stuff. You know what I'm saying? You told Villain and Waiver he looked like a cancer patient. That ain't cool, bro, because I know you do stuff for Make-A-Wish and you go to the hospitals and stuff. So, again, I understand why you felt like you had to say something to Kyrie, but you could respectfully sit to shut the hell up, Juice, because you done did way more. You did way, 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 way worse stuff than Kyrie wiping his foot on a dirty-ass floor logo. Like, for real, bro. Come on, KG. Get you a big-ass straw and sip all this shut the hell up juice. Hey, man, you got shades on your head. What, you been sniffing powder? What's wrong with you?
What? Oh! My bad.
Hey, yo, man, you looking like you on a goddamn BET straight to DVD movie right now.
What I miss? Good, bro?
That's what happened when you move to the suburbs. Start sniffing that powder.
I got to do the stuff. When I see your show, I got to do the stuff, man. I got to Tony Montana raw. Right, and I got to do both.
Oh, you got him right behind you, right? He right behind you, right?
Yeah, look. Party time. Big party time. Yeah. Not from Columbia, though. That's from,
so what you been thinking about that? Before we get out here, what you think about the NBA playoffs, yo? You been enjoying them?
Yeah. Hold on. Woo! My bad, bro. I had to get that shit out of my system. The NBA playoffs, bro, I like it. I like it right now. I just wish it was back to normal as far as the fans and the home court advantage.
Okay.
Now, we see what happened when LeBron don't have his guys. AD, which the internet's having fun with AD right now, with the Dr. Mm-hmm. Glass. Oh, it's horrible. The Forrest Cup legs.
You love that.
I don't like to see anybody injured, but.
But you're going to make fun of them, though.
Yeah. The Lakers got to be careful, bro. They got to be careful. LeBron's legacy right now is still like this.
It's stamped. It's stamped.
Huh?
Nothing's going to happen to his legacy. It's stamped.
I know. It's stamped. It's stamped as what?
As he's one of the greatest. Woo. You can say he's the GOAT. You can say he's one of the GOATs. Anything you want to say as far as positive, nothing's going to hurt, impact it negatively if he has a first-round exit. It's not. This late in his career is not.
Well, right now, that you know, the I don't want to say the wrong word, but they call it the Bron lovers, Bron sexuals, whatever you want to call them. Mm-hmm. I just saw that one today. They say LeBron has never lost. You know how they break up these
in the first round.
Yeah, LeBron got one teddy bear. Michael Jordan got no teddy bears. They make this statistic that come out there out of nowhere. So LeBron, like you just said, has never lost the first round.
Never lost.
Yeah, never lost. So what does this do to Bronny Nation? Are they in their feelings if they take this L?
Nah, because the Jordan fans, they lost three times in the first round. So this be LeBron's first time.
All right. Yeah. So I do got one last question. I'm like I said, I'm enjoying the playoffs.
But Jordan fans should have some fun because that's what you do.
Oh yeah, we wait. Look, we like this. We waiting.
Oh, you a Jordan fan that's waiting? Okay. Woo,
I'm waiting for LeBron. I'm waiting. I'm like this. I'm waiting, dog. Hey, Bradley Beal. I'm not gonna lie to you, dog. I know that you know the man balling. I didn't see this coming. He is quietly putting on a great, you know, the last couple of seasons, he's been great. With Washington, trash. Do you see Bradley Beal staying with these subpar teams, or do you see Bradley Beal trying to get that ring?
It depends, man. It depends. If the look, your favorite word, if the narrative is built and allows him to move to be successful, then he'll do it. If the narrative says you gotta carry a team, then he gonna stay. Just like Dame Lillard. Dame Lillard standing in Portland and saying, I ain't joining all the teams because he saw how it impacted KD, how it's impacted like a James Harden. Chris Paul gets a pass because we know Chris Paul has carried teams. And then, you know what I'm saying? It just depends on who you are or when somebody said you joining up.
Okay. So let's put Mr. Ahmad Hawkins in Bradley Beal's shoes. I know you're not a ring guy. You want the Hall of Fame jacket. You want the statistics. The Super Bowls and the NBA rings don't matter.
Nope.
Bradley Ahmad Hawkins Beal. What are you doing if you're a free agent next year? What's your landing spot? Do you stay and get paid with Washington? Or do you just basically venture off to another team?
It depends on which teams and like, look, man, it's professional sports. People say you got enough money. You never have enough money.
No, you never have enough money, bro.
And if you don't take it, they're going to give it to somebody else who don't deserve it. If I'm Bradley Beal, man, it's just like if he really want to win a championship, then yeah, you join somebody like a LeBron or you join somebody like Giannis in Milwaukee that it can make it easier for you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I can see Beal in Milwaukee.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, of course, the easiest dude to be successful with is LeBron as far as like the total team accomplishment. Like, your number's going to go down. Possibly, because LeBron will allow you to get off. I know people got this stigma like LeBron always got dominated the ball. Unless he respects you, then he lets you get off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's up to him. Me personally, though.
Okay, the money. So Bradley Beal made this comment about these hands work.
Yeah, them hands work.
I was hoping somebody came out and just said, look, fans, you're overmatched right now. These hands work. Don't try it.
Yeah, Jermaine O'Neal showed y'all. Run on the court if you want to.
Yeah, and that's what these fans don't realize. Like, sometimes I find myself doing the same thing as a fan. Like, man, you suck. But a lot of people have not been to a professional event and had the chance to stand next to some of these players.
Yeah, them big boys.
Like your guy Kwame Brown. Yeah, I joke and stuff like that. He's 7 foot, 265, 255, 270, whatever he is now. I don't want to mess with that. Weight-wise, I can handle that. But that height and that length with them hands? Nah, bro. He coming from Jesus. Wham! I'm not, hey, bro, watch out. He coming from the heavens, bro.
Hey, bro, we seen you in the heavy bag anyway. You should be advised to never try nobody unless you could grab him.
First of all, see, let me tell you something real quick. I'm not a fighter, okay?
Oh, we see that.
I've already written the Bible to fighting, bro. I'm an old man.
Okay.
Let me just tell you this. I'm going to get off of here. Okay. 3 minute story.
So, absolutely. Go.
Yeah. The lies of Cap of St. Czar, part 10.
Yeah, we're gonna edit this and give you your own segment.
Yeah. So I used to work for a club called
used to keyword.
Do security because I was 315. I would jack you up real fast. So I used to work for a club called Club Paris. when I first moved to Jacksonville.
I could tell you've been getting your ass knocked out a lot. Your
No.
My bad. Go ahead. I want to cut you off.
Yeah, don't interrupt me. Bro. Don't interrupt me, man.
Yeah, I can't. Your ass getting got knocked out so many times.
Come on. I used to work for Club Paris, the security, VIP security. We had Tito Ortiz in there. We had Mini-Me. We had a lot of cats up in there. We had a lot of cats. So it was bowl weekend. And the SEC and the Big East always square off in Jacksonville for the Gator Bowl. So we had West Virginia come in.
Pac-Man.
Right? Yeah, I don't think Pac-Man was on that team, though. I think Austin Austin was on
it. Oh, Tavon Austin and them.
Yeah, so they rolled up to the club. You know, I told one dude, big linebacker, big thick dude, neck like Mike Tyson. Hey, man, you can't get in VIP. You know, his handlers was like, yo, he going to the NFL next year. I told him, I said, you a goddamn lie. Ain't no goddamn West Virginia linebacker. And yeah, 3-3-3-3-5 that y'all play. Did y'all scared of contact? Ain't no damn West Virginia linebacker getting drafted.
Hold on, dog. 3-3-3-5?
I'm joking. Yeah, West Virginia played you back then. West Virginia played a 3-3-3-5, bro. Three down linemen, three linebackers, and 10 DBs. I promise you they did.
That's actually eight.
It don't matter. You get the gist of what I'm talking about. He talking about he need to be in VIP, he going to league. I said, not playing that soft ass 3-3-5. You making a tackle 20 yards downfield. So dude got mad at me. So his boy, his compadres came over. They confronted me. So they had some goons with him. So they tried to jump a brother, man. I take it. I'm in my tuxedo. You know, I'm in my James, my black James Bond. Bond's the name. Bond.
Yo, they seen your blazer. They say your blazer look cheap because it has stitches coming out. My bad.
Man, whatever, bro. Don't try. I always got some good looking blazers. So dude pushed me. They just jump on top of me. I black out. This is how I knew I'm one of the most dangerous men in the world. I'm like Chuck Slidell.
Or whatever. Chuck Bondell.
Yeah, Chuck Bondell. So I'm on. I hit dude. He hit me. Class of the Titans. Wham. No, don't take. I stopped working out. He's still working out. Hit him. He fell. I went on top of him. All I heard was pounding and kicking on my back. You know what I had to do to get these guys off of me?
What?
See, what we do in the hood is the biggest mistake. We all crumble up. Oh, my God. Don't hit me. If you got somebody under you, you punish them. That is your hostage. So what did I do? I reenacted the Blade Trilogy. Bit down in his esophagus. I said, look here, bro.
You bit his esophagus?
Yes, right. Yeah. I'm about to rip his esophagus out. I said,
No. Did you bite it or you gripped it?
I was hitting him. Bam, bam. It was so much commotion and bars being thrown and tables are crashing and all that. Couldn't hear nothing. I said, let me tell you something. I had three guys on top of me. I'm on top of him. I said, if you want to walk out of here with your life, with your esophagus, call your boys off. I ain't calling nothing off. I bit him on his neck. Nah, bro. Look, bit him right, bro. I'm going to rip this Adam out.
How you bite him again?
Just like that. Bro, he said, after about 3 minutes, I felt I was crushing his esophagus. Bro.
You got a lot of jaw.
No, I was crushing him, bro. I was glad. I said, you give up yet? Just like, you give up yet? Look, you give up yet? He said, I promise you. He tapped out like that. He said, y'all get up off him. Get up off him. They still swinging. So they stopped swinging. They backed up. So I said, this is what we're going to do. It's just like a hostage. It's just like, what's the movie with Denzel Washington where he's a negotiator? The inside man? This is what we're going to do.
Man. Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is what we're going to do. You're going to stand your black ass up. And I still, see, I took my teeth off his look, then I bit him right here. We stood up. And I
where you bite him at? You Mike Tyson?
Right there. I said, we walking that way. I need everybody to go that way. My security force finally got up there. They said, man, you fought the whole West Virginia football team? I said, nah, B. Nah, just a couple of screwballs, knuckleheads. So I escorted him out to JSO. JSO said, you want to charge these young men?
They need to charge you for raping.
He's looking at me, holding his esophagus like, damn, this is like goddamn Dracula. He was like this. I said, nah, don't charge him because they claim one of these guys going to the NFL officer, so I don't want to ruin his career. So go ahead and let him go. But trespass him. Don't let them come into Club Paris anymore in Jacksonville, Florida. Say, but the club's no longer good. But they was banned, bro. They was banned. So that's what happens when I fight somebody. I don't fight normal, bro. I bite you. Okay? I'm like Mike Tyson, bro. I will bite you in your esophagus.
So you bit that man off. Talking to him at the same time. And then you left your teeth in his neck.
Yeah, I'm like that.
So two of your teeth came out, and then you reattached your teeth and kept biting.
I said, look, this is how it's going to go. Just right there. You know? That's it, bro.
Chill out.
So, I mean, bro, like you said on the heavy bat, I can't fight. I'm an MMA guy.
Oh, clearly.
Okay. I hit you with a two-piece chicken wing and a biscuit before it's over with.
No, clearly you're a vampire. That's what you just.
Hey, bro. You look, wearing blade. I'm too old to be throwing hands.
You too old to be biting people.
I'll bite your elbow skin off. I don't play, bro.
Bite somebody in the esophagus.
Bro, that's called survival. You
survive.
Hey, you know what I would do to you?
What?
When I whoop in your ass, just to piss you off, I'll rub your head backwards. I swear to God. No, I'll rub your head backwards. Like, what you gonna do?
Yo, you are hard.
Hey, dog, I'm out, bro. I'm out. Peace.
All right, bro. Peace. Yo, something is wrong with him. But that's episode 2 of The Untold Lies with Czar. That would be its own episode. So y'all be on the lookout for the re-upload of that story in its entirety with some background music. Because I can't make this stuff up. Just can't make this up, bro. Something wrong with him. Because he believed that story too. He done said it so many times, he believed it. This dude done gave somebody he don't know a hickey while they supposed to be fighting. Hey, yo, Myron, that's your boy. Y'all grew up together. And he's saying it happened, so he gave a dude a hickey. He just confirmed. He gave a dude a hickey while he was supposed to be a bouncer and removing him from the club. So he took the time to get this dude a lasting impression. That's a bar. The Untold Lies of Czar, episode 2. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Until next time, kids, don't do Czar. Hey, man, I'm going to get up out of here, bro. Y'all be easy. Enjoy the playoffs tonight. And I'll check back in soon. Peace.